And a big hand to you all.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Bruce, and all the teams. If I can ask someone to kindly move the flip charts in the front of the room as we move into our next presentation. What we would like to do, I'd like to very briefly, now that you've laid out on your side, these are expectations for the week, we also want to very briefly give you an overview of the program for this week, because I think we have, in the structure of the time we will spend together, an opportunity to address the issues which you have raised. So just very quickly, obviously now we're in our first morning. This is day one. We are looking at setting the scene, and now we understand also from your perspective the expectations that you have. We are very shortly going to hear from each of the countries. We are going to hear from Vietnam and then from each of the other countries. Then this afternoon, we are going to move into our first more detailed technical discussion, and we have the whole afternoon to review this together. We will continue tomorrow morning, day two, with a continued look at a plenary where we are all together. Then tomorrow afternoon, we have an opportunity to move into three concurrent sessions where you will be able to work in slightly smaller groups, and that takes us through the morning of day two. And then in the afternoon, this is Wednesday afternoon, we'll come back and tell you more about site visits, so we have the opportunity to then learn a little more about the experience of working with these populations in Vietnam. We will go on the site visits, we will be assigning people to these teams, and we will come back and discuss this with you. We will come back the next morning on Thursday and have a chance to exchange what we have learned from these visits, and we will have a structured approach to what we'll be learning by spending time with particular programs. Then we have an opportunity to hear about some youth networks, some exciting work that is going on to help connect young people directly with other young people throughout the countries that are here and globally. Then we're going to hear some particular experiences in issues from programming in Iran. So we will learn about how they have been dealing with trying to increase the coverage and quality of programming with most at-risk populations, including adolescents. Then we are going to move to what Bruce was calling our attention to, and what I think you see coming out in the expectations, that all of these processes are moving towards your coming back together as country teams and identifying where you want to go further with these issues. So we are allowing plenty of time for this reflection and identification of the next steps. Throughout all of the sessions that we will be having, we are all going to need to be looking at where do we have consensus, where do we start to see a better understanding of the similarities and the differences of the progress. So just to say, we will all be working on this as rapporteuring this throughout the meeting to capture this. So thank you very much. That will take us through the Friday afternoon, where we'll hear back from each country in terms of where you are with seeing what your next steps are. We are also going to reflect on how to improve our next steps at the regional level and how to improve our next steps at the global and how we can connect better between the different levels. So we have a great opportunity to look at how to do this better in the coming year. Thank you. Now I'm very pleased to introduce our colleague from Vietnam, Margaret Sheehan, who is the technical advisor for HIV amongst youth here in Vietnam, who's going to give us an overview of the situation in Vietnam and some of the response here. Thank you.